Thanks to all of you for being with us. Write down our toll-free number. It's 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. Donald Trump will be joining us on Hannity tonight on camera. And we're going to dispel, how would he have handled this? I was told by a source that apparently, because people say, well, he talked to the Taliban. I was told that this is the conversation of all conversations. And I'm going to ask him about it because I wasn't on the call. I don't know. I'm just telling you what sources are telling me. And let's just say what happened to the caliphate in ISIS will be your future if you dare don't abide by everything we're agreeing to. That there was as strong a message sent that there'd be a price to pay for any of this. Remember last week, there was the Taliban already had 60% of the country. Nobody lifted a finger. And now what we're learning and discovering is even more alarming. We now know that Pentagon officials, and this is now widely reported, say that they've been warning Biden for months and months and months how to handle any exit out of Afghanistan. You know, one simple question is, well, if you're stupid enough not to logistically plan for the removal of munitions and caches of munitions and weapons and vehicles and up-armored Humvees and all the, you could have at least destroyed it. You could have just not left it for the Taliban to not only take it over, but then to arm them. So as you know, we now see this rapid dissension into blood-soaked chaos. Pentagon officials are pointing directly at Joe Biden and the Oval Office, saying they've been warning, don't blame us. We've been warning him for months that he was risking an unmitigated disaster if he tried to rush the troop withdrawal. But Joe's also missing something that Donald Trump had. They believed him. If Donald Trump said, I will blow you into oblivion if you dare not abide by what we agree to here, then I think they believed him. Just like when he threatened trade wars and then implemented them, then people began to believe it. And that's the difference. You know, and look, I've been saying for some time, the world is watching. They're not seeing Joe Biden through the prism of a corrupt mob in the media that are really just an extension of the press office of Jen Psaki, the White House, you know, press secretary. They're seeing Joe the way we see him, as confused, you know, befuddled, to use O'Reilly's favorite word, you know, compromised, weak, frail, a cognitive mess. They see it. They understand. They also know his history. You have Defense Secretary Gates. Yeah, he hasn't gotten a single foreign policy issue right in forever. Anyway, so the mood in the corridors of the Pentagon, where U.S. military personnel watching this unfold in shock and horror, are all, you know, we warned the White House for months and months that this situation was urgent. One military official said, I'm not angry, I'm frustrated, another officer remarked. We've been warning this is happening. It could have been handled so differently and successfully. Now we've got reports the Taliban is beating people and have now created a perimeter around Kabul airport so nobody else can get there to get out of there. And they're beating people, apparently, according to FoxNews.com. Fox senior, former senior defense officials in contact with commanders on the ground in Kabul say that the Taliban now has a ring outside of the airport, won't let anyone inside it. And the big issue here is that no people outside of the Taliban ring will get in. And separately, an Afghan who's a former State Department contractor told Fox News Taliban fighters have established checkpoints all throughout the city already, especially around the airport. And he said they've been beating people on the way to the airport. When the former contractor described the chaotic scene at the airport, he said there are kids, women, babies, old women that could barely walk. It's that bad, I'm telling you. At the end, I was thinking there was like 10,000 or more than 10,000 that were running into the airport. The Taliban were beating people and the people were jumping from the fence and around walls and doing anything they can. They know this is their last shot. But then the problem gets even worse, because now as the Taliban's consolidating control inside of Afghanistan's capital, or should I say the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan, because now China and Russia are instantly trying to make, new alliance here. One political leader of the Islamist movement returned to the country while people fear retribution is to get out. What is our State Department under the ever so cognitively frail Joe Biden telling Americans in Kabul? You need to shelter in place. What? Shelter in place. They're saying this to U.S. citizens, that if we don't get them out of there, every single hour that passes, the odds of them getting out of there alive deteriorate dramatically. And we could be, on the verge of America held hostage day 444 again. The State Department advising American citizens, shelter in place. Don't attempt to travel to Kabul's Karzai International Airport until further notice. Oh, okay, that's going to work out well. Defense officials now saying that they can only, it looks like, save 5,000 people a day, but up to 40,000 Americans remain stranded. Taliban fighters have now been closing in on the airport and all access points, and defense officials are claiming that, they're likely removing a little over 5,000 people a day, every day, but only 1,400 have been moved in the 3 days now since the Taliban has claimed the city of Kabul. Since Sunday, overnight, only 700 people were removed, including only 165 Americans on the C-17 jet that we saw the images inside of. They got 640 people. That's it, out of Kabul on Sunday. So it's unclear, why only 100 people are being boarded at a time, because that's a waste of resources. Wall Street Journal is pointing out that the evacuation flights are taking off almost empty. Anywhere between 10,000-40,000 American civilians. Now, we're not even talking about the interpreters, which I'll get to in a minute. Those are the people that for 20 years, many of them, 10 years, a lot of them, that put their lives on the line. They will face certain death when they get exposed as having helped the United States. They will die. Many of you saying, well, we can't take in the world's refugee population. I'm not saying we have to, but I do think we have a moral obligation. We did promise this to them. For the record, as a country, honor matters. Your word matters. That we would get them the hell out of there if this moment ever came. But anywhere between 10 and 40,000 Americans remain trapped on the ground in Kabul, being told to shelter in place, as now the Taliban is erecting the checkpoints. Some evacuation flights were leaving near empty as a result, according to the Wall Street Journal. The German military's A400M Airbus, with a capacity of well over 100 passengers. Yeah, they only took off with 7 passengers on board. Even the Washington Post is saying Joe Biden has now left thousands of Americans trapped in Afghanistan. How long do you think it's going to take before Americans now start getting held hostage? This is all preventable. All of it's preventable. Last week, I couldn't believe that the Taliban had already taken over 60% of the country. And they say, no, it would be the earliest they'd ever get. This was our intelligence. Joe Biden telling us last week it would take him at least 60 to 90 days. What? And it happened in 24 to 48 hours. It was over. But they've got one of the best militaries, he told us just a couple of weeks ago. Best military, trained militaries on the face of the earth. They got an air force. They're over 300,000 strong, and the Taliban's only got 7,000. Let me play. This is Joe. Listen to what Joe said.
Is a Taliban takeover of Afghanistan now inevitable?
No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
Because you have the Afghan troops have 300,000.
Wow.
Well-equipped, as well-equipped as any army in the world, and an air force. against something like 75,000 Taliban. It is not inevitable. There's going to be no circumstance where you see people being lifted off the roof of a embassy in the, of the United States from Afghanistan.
No circumstances. Yeah, that already happened. In record time. Joe Saigon. How could you be so wrong? How could you be this wrong? Even the Washington Post, I think they've got reporters there. I don't care if you're part of the liberal media. We can have our disagreements here. Get Americans home. All of them. And as far as the people that risk their lives to provide us the intelligence to beat back the insurgency and the Taliban, we gave them our word. I'm not a person that believes in breaking our word. Washington Post is even reporting that Joe Biden has left thousands of Americans trapped in Afghanistan, and they don't have any way to get past these Taliban checkpoints on their way to Kabul airport for evacuation. That isn't even happening. Well, I'm going to send in 3,000. Well, we're going to make 5,000 troops. Where are they? 5,000? How about 50,000? How many Americans are going to end up being taken hostage or dead if we don't get them the hell out of there now? That's how incompetent this group of people are. I'm being nice here. I'm cleaning it up. It's hard on the fly. Thousands of citizens, Washington Post, this is not the right-wing news. Washington Post, situation in Afghan's capital continues to deteriorate. Thousands of U.S. citizens are trapped in and around Kabul with no ability to get to the airport, which is their only way out of the country. As Taliban soldiers now go door-to-door searching for Westerners, these U.S. citizens are now reaching out to anyone and everyone back in Washington for help. The Biden administration must get moving on a plan to rescue them before it is too late. You know what my number one fear is? It might be too late. I pray to God it's not. They're going door to door. Plenty of time later to look back on the how and the why of all of it. Right now, job one. This is the Washington Post. Sean Hannity agreeing with the Washington Post. The U.S. government, job one is to rescue our troops. Well, first to get them there. Apparently they haven't even arrived, many of them. And rescue every American citizen and then the Afghans that risk their lives based on America's promise of safety. I agree completely. How could this ever happen? We got the greatest military fighting force on earth, but we have the most incompetent person as president. I don't think he even knows what day it is. He gives his 10-minute speech right back on vacation. How would you like to be in Kabul today as an American and you can't get to the airport? Where are you thinking your life is headed? Break will continue. All right, as we roll along, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program, we now have, you know, one thing we've got to look at here is how we got here. I want to stay with the immediacy here at this humiliation, which is less important to me than getting Americans home right now. This is DEFCON 5. We got to get every American out of there. And if we can get the people that are known to be having assisted us the hell out of there, we need to get them out of there, too. Some of you, oh, Hannity, how many people? These are people that will die. This is a guaranteed death sentence. We know who they are. We made promises to them. But thousands of U.S. citizens can't even make it to the airport. This is scary. Even the Washington Post is pointing out the U.S. Embassy staff has been transported to Kabul airport. Okay, good for them. But thousands of U.S. citizens did not get there. They're now in hiding. They're now hoping someone saves them before these roaming Taliban gangs find them. Several congressional offices are scrambling like hell. I've talked to some people in Washington, and they're telling me almost everybody has somebody from their district or their state that are there. And all complaining that the Biden administration completely dropped the ball. My office has heard from over 100 Americans that need help getting out of Afghanistan, Senator Cotton said. We can't fly planes or open gates, but we can at least give people information. Well, the information they're hearing from Joe's State Department is shelter in place. The Biden administration needs a plan to get them the hell out. And every day it's going to become a more difficult military challenge. Congressional staffers telling him that American citizens have been flooding their office phone lines after being told Sunday by the State Department to shelter in place and not go to the embassy or the airport. We've been screaming at the State Department over this issue, one senior GOP Senate staffer said. This is a total Adam Schiff show. Everyone saw coming and they didn't do a damn thing about it until 24 hours ago after days of pounding on them in Washington. There's not a single tally of U.S. citizens in danger of Kabul. President Biden didn't address the issue of how the U.S. government is going to assist. We had no idea that it's as many as 10 to maybe 40,000. We don't even have an exact number of Americans that need saving. Oh, and did I tell you that Joe Biden and Obama let the Taliban leader out of Gitmo? Oh, I'll get to that, too. All right, 25 till the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. Thousands of Americans trapped inside of Afghanistan. No plan as of yet how to get them out, how to even identify how many, where they are. They're just being told if they're not at the airport to stay sheltered in place. I guess it doesn't really mean a whole lot at this point, but it should anger everybody that we now have confirmation and full reports. Paul Sperry, New York Post, so many others. The front cover of the New York Post today literally has on it blowback. Top Taliban is a terrorist that Obama let go from Gitmo. You've got to be kidding me. We had him in our possession. We let him go. He's now in charge. When he released five Taliban commanders from Gitmo in some exchange for an American deserter in 2014, he assured a very wary public that the dangerous enemy combatants would be transferred to Qatar and kept from causing any trouble in Afghanistan. Great job. It's sort of like keep your doctor plan and save money. Didn't work out the way they promised. New Green Deal socialism won't work either, but I digress. In fact, they were left free to engineer Sunday's sacking of Kabul. Soon after gaining their freedom, some of the notorious Taliban Five pledged to return to fight Americans in Afghanistan and made contacts with active Taliban militants there. But the Obama-Biden administration turned a blind eye to the disturbing intelligence reports, and it wasn't long before the freed detainees used Qatar as their base to form a regime in exile and eventually recognized by Western diplomats as official representatives of the Taliban during recent peace talks. Interesting to get Donald Trump's perspective on all of this. Nobody wants to stay for the endless war. I don't want anyone to misinterpret here. There had to come a point where Afghanistan had to take care of itself. But the smallest presence of the U.S. military and the support of our superior air power could have assisted in the strength and the conditioning of the Afghan army so they didn't flee and fold like a cheap suit, unlike what Biden was telling the world 2 weeks ago. So they now freed this guy. That's just a side note. And Pentagon officials are apoplectic and livid right now. And then Americans, yeah, you just shelter in place. Good luck with that. Daily Mail, defense officials say they'll save 5,000 a day, but up to 40,000 Americans remain stranded. That's the numbers they have. I mean, what is, I guess, former CIA director, retired General David Petraeus, calling the race to evacuate a Dunkirk moment. Bay of Pigs, Dunkirk, I guess it's all appropriate. He said he called the race to evacuate that, and then Bush Assistant Secretary of State Robert Charles, He's the one that said between 15,000 and 40,000 Americans are stranded. Trump says, you know, Biden's efforts here make Vietnam look like child's play. We'll talk to Donald Trump on Hannity tonight. I want to know why defense officials are claiming yesterday they removed between 5 and 9,000 people, but only 14,000 have been removed in the 3 days since the Taliban claimed the city of Kabul. Overnight, 700 people were removed, including 165 Americans on seven C-17 jets. One plane used to ferry 640 people out of Kabul on Sunday. It's unclear, you know, who only 100 aborted at a time. I'm trying to understand that part of it. And the Pentagon is rightfully warning of worsening terrorist threat after the Taliban has taken over. But the Taliban leader was freed in the Biden-Obama prisoner swap. You know, I will give credit. I mean, some people have been critical of a CNN reporter who was forced to put on a hijab overnight as the Taliban began their campaign against women, and even asked one of the Taliban leaders, well, what's going to happen to women? And they said, no, we won't. As long as they abide by the principle of Islam. And he said, is the hijab enough? And they said, no, you need a full face covering. Now, in the previous, you know, rule of the Taliban there, in that previous period of time, women weren't allowed to go to work or go to school. Reports are already beginning to filter out that young women as young as, you know, 12, 13 years old are being taken, quote, as wives. Their words, obviously, not mine. That would be slave. That would be rape. So, which wouldn't be the first time this group is guilty of such heinous acts. Their treatment of women is atrocious, which we've chronicled at length many times over the years. Epic Times is pointing out Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has not offered to resign over this. A Defense Department spokesman said no. Well, okay, what are we going to give him, a raise? Joe Biden's still vacationing, I guess, in, where is he? It's Camp David. I'm sure he's doing wonders there. I mean, the fall of Kabul now is the shot heard round the world to the dismay of both our allies and the delight of our enemies. You know, I mean, it's easy to say Biden is weak. At least Stefanik, he's unfit to serve as president. We've kind of been pointing that out. There's not a single thing I can point to, not one thing that he has done that has been successful. Now China and Russia are now moving very quickly to recognize the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan and get their heels in there. Washington Post, Josh Rogan, thousands of citizens trapped as the Taliban is now going door to door. Taliban has formed a ring around the airport, won't let anyone inside. Shelter in place. I keep going back to that. Reports the Taliban brutally taking place in towns and cities that they've already conquered. In provincial towns, this is, again, from the Washington Post, not from Sean Hannity. In provincial towns and cities overtaken in recent days, reports of a return to the brutal ideology of the Taliban from the 90s, including harsh dictates, shuttered schools, orders to women and girls to stay at home, and worse. Afghan director issues warning of massacres, child brides, banned arts amid Taliban takeover. But yet the head fake is the Taliban is declaring amnesty and they call on women to join the government. That would be called propaganda. The AP reporting that the Taliban has seized an enormous amount of U.S. supplied military equipment. How did they not make preparations to either remove it or destroy it? Two-decade cost over $83 billion. We left billions of dollars in munitions and arms and equipment that the Taliban now has in their possession. So 5,000 troops, now they've got a formidable fighting force. And clearly that superior Afghan-trained army and military that Joe was bragging about 2 weeks ago, they're nowhere to be found. According to the AP, the Taliban captured an array of modern military equipment. Bigger gains followed, including combat aircraft, huge amounts of fuel and caches of munitions. As they, you know, literally rolled up provincial capitals, military bases with stunning speed, topped by the capture of Kabul. Defense official yesterday confirming the Taliban's sudden accumulation of U.S.-supplied Afghan equipment is enormous. Unbelievable. The Taliban commander, the one that Biden and Obama freed, gave a speech, a victory speech from the Kabul palace. Since he's now back in charge, Biden, of course, pointing fingers at this debacle after promising he wouldn't blame others. The buck stops with me, but it's really Trump's fault and the Afghan president's fault and the Afghan military that he was praising 2 weeks ago's fault. Editorial board, by the way, this was pretty interesting, of the Wall Street Journal. Biden to Afghanistan, drop dead. Kamala Harris kind of emerged with just a stupid tweet that's not even worth reading. Biden's defense secretary won't resign. Who's going to be held accountable for this? Who are the intelligence officials that said last week, oh, it's at least 60 to 90 days before they ever get anywhere near Kabul? We really probably have been lied to for decades about all of this. I mean, I can't believe how wrong we are. Biden's media allies continue to turn on him. How could they not? Because most media outlets have colleagues that are trapped there. We need to get every one of them home. Leon Panetta had the guts to say with his, it's like the Bay of Pigs. David Petraeus described it as catastrophic. And this is only the beginning. I don't feel confident in telling you that we're going to get these Americans out safely. And none of this was necessary. Just like opening your borders in the middle of a pandemic was not necessary. And building overcrowded cages and dispersing people untested, unvaccinated, no vaccine passports, mask mandates. Unbelievable. Notice the Obamas have turned off their social media comments as criticisms mount. Unbelievable. This is so sad. It is, and this speech so disconnected from truth and reality. How about a word that we will be there to rescue you? Hang on to the people stuck there. Not a word to the Americans stuck behind enemy lines. You have one ex-Obama advisor calling on Biden to shake up his national security team immediately. You're not wrong. Brett Bruen, director of global engagement in the Obama White House. Democrats begging Biden open the U.S. border to a flood of Afghan refugees. We don't have to take everyone in, but we've got to rescue them. They're dead. They're walking dead. They will die. They will be killed. They will be slaughtered. We'll probably see some of it on internet videos. I hope to God I'm wrong. Pentagon still can't answer any questions about, they won't answer the question about how they obtained all of our weaponry. I mean, it's this is, you know, one thing's worse than another. Female Afghan reported to the Pentagon press secretary, everyone's upset, especially women, because they know what this means for their future. See the stunning photo of the 600 Afghans packed inside the Air Force plane? How could you not look at this and realize, how did you not know? How can you be so checked out? How could you not listen to your own professionals on this? Well, Hannity, Donald Trump talked to the Taliban. I'm going to ask Donald Trump about that tonight. I want to know what that conversation is. Maybe we'll even ask if they can release it. Every time he's on a call, they release it anyway. Maybe they'll release that call. Because I kind of suspect that if we heard the call, you'd learn the difference between peace through strength and this mess of Joe Biden. It didn't have to happen this way. Marco Rubio was on Hannity last night saying, we had all the intelligence. not to do this way. We warn them every day and they wouldn't listen. How do you bungle something this bad? Oh, it's Donald Trump negotiated the deal. Donald Trump was based on conditions on the ground and the warning that what happened to the caliphate's going to happen to you. Because, of course, nothing was done by the likes of Biden and Obama to stop the caliphate and the rise of ISIS. Everyone blames, you know, blames everybody but himself. This is beyond a critical moment. This is beyond the Bay of Pigs. Even ex-Obama officials are saying heads need to roll. Lindsey Graham saying this Biden is so dangerously incompetent. Listen to the Chinese military. They're saying Biden's not going to protect Taiwan. They could move in tomorrow and he wouldn't do a damn thing, would be my best guess. There's one UK Mirror saying they're drawing up a kill list for Afghanis that helped the U.S. Are we going to do anything to help those people? Do we have a moral obligation to help those people? Biden's Office of American Decline and American Defeat.